Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we're going to talk about a new product in the market. I actually was aware of this product thanks to some of my clients who actually have diabetic kitties. And so they were very excited to hear that the FDA has approved an oral pill to treat diabetes type 2, which is what most cats have. Bexacat is the name of the tablet, and is the ingredient is bexagliflozin, and it is a sodium glucose transporter 2 inhibitor for cats. It is also used in humans to treat type 2 diabetes. I guess that's where they decided to kind of use it for cats. There haven't been many studies. There's two main studies that were used for the approval of the FDA, but it is the first FDA-approved pill to treat them. There are some downs and pros on this one. The pros is that if your cat is a recently diagnosed diabetic kitty and it hasn't tried insulin yet, then you might be a good candidate for it. It is not 100%. It is only 80% effective, yet that's pretty good. In addition to diet changes, maybe using specific diets for diabetes mellitus, and maybe utilizing herbs or something, which we use in at our clinic. We use ophiopogon a lot. We have other ones, obviously. But using an herbal, doing diet, then maybe this would be a good alternative for those that are recently diagnosed and the patient is a good candidate, has good kidneys, has good liver, and of course the owner can pill the cat. Because of course, this is a situation. It's hard to get an injection to a cat sometimes. Well, sometimes it's actually easier because the insulin needles are, especially if you don't get 29 gauge, if you get the 31 gauge insulin syringes, these are very easy, very painless injections. And you can actually add food or a high value treat at the moment of the injection and make, sort of like a desensitization program with that. You can train the cat to like the injection by pairing with something of high value, great treat, a morsel of something that they really love and don't get often. So it's kind of like a mixed bag for me. Obviously, the people that were interested in it, they're not candidates because their kitties have already been in insulin for some time. But why is it that we're talking about that drug and why would they approve this drug? It's because the reality that the pandemic of diabetes in humans is being mimicked or reflected in the pandemic of diabetes in cats and dogs that live in our households. It's calculated that about 58 million cats live in the U.S., and 1 in 200 of cats will develop diabetes or has diabetes. And there's a big propensity of them to develop diabetes because cats are being obese. They don't exercise enough, and they are sedentary, obviously, but they also are spayed and neutered, which removes some of the protection from those hormones and obviously the enrichment from their brain to try to find a mate and to look for other territories. You know, that's all taken away by the spay and neuter to maintain them as our pets. And so we are causing a little cascade of consequences, really, that cause them to become obese. And so we see a lot of obese cats, and I have to admit that my own cats, even on a diet, it's been hard to keep them at a body condition that I'm satisfied, and it is because they don't do much. They sleep 16 hours a day. But why is diabetes so common in cats? I believe it's the food, the kibble. We have departed from the original prey which is the mouse, is the perfect food, right? One mouse is the perfect food for a cat. So we've departed from that and offered them dry kibble. And the dry kibble, again, it's a heat, it acts like a heat toxin. And in Chinese medicine, your hormones are very correlated with the yin energy. And of course, the body fluids and the yin energy and the blood are all in the same realm of energy. And so when the cats get older and they are being fed all of these heat toxins, then that consumes the fluids, that consumes the yin, their air conditioning. And so, of course, the pancreas is affected. The pancreas produces exocrine and endocrine hormones. So it produces your enzymes to digest your food, and it produces your insulin to work your sugar, your free sugar, into the tissues. And so, of course, when they are not working, when you have pancreatitis, bouts of pancreatitis, when cats are changed, the food is changed often, and in those changes, when people think that they're bored and they change the food, they could cause something called pancreatitis, inflammation of the pancreas. If that happens, especially if the food is very rich, one of those junky foods, you know, shiva or something like that, very junky, then they can, or meow mix, I would say, then they can cause a low-level inflammation of the pancreas, and that can destroy the pancreatic cells, and they're not choosing which ones, you know. Sometimes it affects them with the digestive system, and they throw up, and they have diarrhea, or they regurgitate a lot. And sometimes it is with the endocrine part of it, with the insulin, and they develop type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes could be managed with just lifestyle, more exercise, and with the food. Definitely the Gucci, the food, can be changed to canned diet, especially high-protein, low-carb diet for the cats. I definitely recommend, if you have a diabetic cat, to put them on that. And then this drug, this new pill, well, it's called Bexacat, and it's been used in Europe, and it apparently will help when the pancreas is not getting enough insulin, producing enough insulin, and it's only once a day, but of course you have to pill the cat. So when it comes to, should I do the injections or should I do the pills? Well, I think that's the moment when you have tried the food, you have tried the increase the exercise, you have the numbers that are going high, fructosamine, blood glucose, glucose in the urine, all of those things, you know, they're definitely signs or that you need to control that sugar. So if the food and lifestyle in the checkup is not having enough impact, then before you try the insulin, then you can try Bexacat. Because once you try the insulin, they're not candidates. Now, what happens to that 20% where Bexacat is not effective? Well, those could get into a diabetic ketoacidosis episode, and that could be fatal. And so if the sugar goes above 500 in the numbers that are measured, for an extended period of time, your cat can lose vision, could become, you know, blind because of cataracts, and it could also get diabetes ketoacidosis, and that could kill them. So it is a little risk that you take by doing the pill. Now, let's say that you tried the pill and it did not work, then obviously you have to learn to do the insulin. But the good news, my friends, is that cats are weird and they will zero convert back to not being diabetic if you can control the sugar long enough, being with the Bexacat, being with the insulin, being with the food, being with the exercise. If you control it long enough, about 3 to 6 months, then the pancreas will rest and will take over the functions that it wasn't doing before. So it can recover and they can still convert. All of a sudden, they don't need any insulin. They don't need any Bexacat. They don't need anything. They just have to be kept at the high protein, low carb diet, and obviously encouraged to exercise at least 10 minutes three times a day. So that's a half hour a day, but breaking down into 10-minute segments, I think is doable, my friends. So I hope that you learned something today. I hope that if you have a diabetic kid that was recently diagnosed and you haven't tried insulin yet, maybe talking about Bexacat with your veterinarian might be a good option. If you learned something, you know what I always ask, please share it with your friends and subscribe. Thank you, and I will see you in the next episode. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes, so you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have our website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic, and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com, osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there. If you want some more information on integrative pet healing, and our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.